Today's daf is Vachim Daf Lamed Ches, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, the two dots, the Hachatos Shtei Matonos. Today's daf's being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shleima for Yehoshua Ben Rus. So yesterday we began the fourth perek of Maseches Vachim Perek B'Shamay, one of the longest prokim in Seder Kachem. And it begins with a machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding the minimum amount of zrikos that were ma'akiv with regards to the carbon chatas that was brought on the Mizbeach HaChitza. Everybody agrees that as it relates to all other karbonas that were brought on the Mizbeach HaChitza, only one zrika was ma'akiv. Everybody agrees that as it relates to the carbon chatos, whose dam was brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that two zrikos were ma'akiv. The machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah was, what about a carbon chatos whose dam was brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin? Beis Shammai says that although all karbonos that were brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin im nosnon b'matona achas kiper, when it comes to the chatos, they're shtei matonis. Beisul argues, Beisul says, av chatos en nosna matona achas, even the carbon chatos, if you did only one zricha kiper, the halach is, the person is going to get kapara. The avoid of yesterday's daf, the first daf of the perek, was figuring out what the sources to this idea that when it comes to all karbonos that were brought in the Mizbeach HaChitza, even if you only did one zricha, it's going to be enough. And the Gemara's primary source in the daf was a pasuk tucked away in Mishneh Torah. It's in Sefer Devarim Perek Yud Beis that says, "V'dam zvachecha yishafech." It's evident from many brises that Chazal felt that those words in the Torah seem to be superfluous. Obviously, there can't be anything extra in the Torah. Must be, it's coming to teach me something that I wouldn't have known from Teres Kayanim, I wouldn't have otherwise known from all the parshias and all the sugyas that we know related to Kachem. And according to the Tana of yesterday's daf, this pasuk is coming to teach me, V'dam zvachecha yishofech shvicha achas mashma, says Rashi, that regarding all the karbonos, if you do even one zrika, despite the fact that l'chatchili is supposed to do more, but b'di'evit, that one zrika is going to be enough for the Bala Karbin to attain his kapara. What we saw at the very, very end of yesterday's daf was that there's another derech amongst the Tanoim in terms of understanding what the sources that for all karbonis whose dam was brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, if you do one zrika, that's enough. And that is those Tanam held like Beis Hillel, that when it comes to the carbon chatos that was brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, only one zrika was enough. And they learned shar karbonos from the carbon chatos. But as we saw at the end of the daf, the Gemara didn't even tell us what Beis Hillel's makar is. And that really segues us right into today's daf. In fact, the mission statement of today's daf, or at least the majority of it, is going to be, what is the source to the two opinions in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, regarding the carbon chatos that was brought in the Mizbeach HaChitza, where Beis Shammai says that despite the fact that when it comes to shar karbonos, if you did one matana kiper, but when it comes to the carbon chatos, you need two. Beis Hillel says, no, just like shar karbonos, one, when it comes to the carbon chatos, one is enough as well. It would seem to be a machloikis in the sugya of chatos, in the psukim that talk about the carbon chatos. Is it mashma that one is enough? Is it mashma that you would need to do two? That is going to be the topic of the majority of today's daf. And on that note, zok the heilige gemara. V'hachatos shtei matonis. Amar Rav Huna said, "My time with the Beis Shammai. What is the makar to shitas Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai who said in the Mishnah that although when it comes to all karbonos, if you did one matono keeper, but when it comes to the carbon chatos, then you have to have two." Says Rav Huna that Beis Shammai darshin that it says in the Torah regarding the parshiyos of chatos, the word karnois three times. It says karnois again, and it says karnois a third time. And from the fact that the Torah mentions the word karnois three times, what we learn is that the dam had to be put on six corners of the Mizbeach. How so? Karnois is a Lashon Rabbim. two. Karnas again is a Lashon Rabbim, another two. Karnas again is a Lashon Rabbim, that's another two. If you do the math, Harei Kan Shesh, what you left is that the Torah is telling you that you have to take the Dam of the Karban Chatas and put it on the six corners of the Mizbeach, right? Can't even say that with a straight face. There weren't six corners on the Mizbeach. There were only four corners on the Mizbeach. Now, to be clear, the Torah is saying that the Dam of the Chatas had to go on the Karnas of the Mizbeach. It's one of the uniquenesses of the Karban Chatas, Seder. But the Torah seems to be saying, put it on the six corners. You don't have six corners. Says Beishamai, I'll tell you how you have to darshan this. Arba l'mitzvah. That the Torah is telling you that l'chadchila put it on the four that are there. V'shtayim, and the extra two mentions of the word karnois, the extra two corners that I mentioned, are not the two additional corners that don't exist, but rather the Torah is telling you a second time, put it on one of the corners, and then a second time put it on another one of the corners. In other words, the Torah is telling you, l'chadchila, do a matana on the four corners. The Torah is also saying, tzimtzveitimol, you better make sure that you do it at least on two. Now we know the rule in Kachem is, shina kasav la'akiv. So whatever the Torah mentions once is l'chadchila. Whatever the Torah mentions twice is ma'akiv. The Torah essentially told me twice with regards to two of the corners, and that's how Beis Shammai formulated their position that when it comes to the Karban Chatas, it'd be ma'akiv that you do two matanas. Ubeisil, what does Beisil hold? Karnois. It's true, it says the word karnois three times, but the way Beisil did the math was not karnois, six corners, but rather areikan arba. What you left with is four corners. Now, how does karnois, which is a Lashon Rabbim, which means at the very least two, plus Karnois, which is at the very least two, plus Karnois, which is at the very least two, yield four, right? That's lousy math. How's two plus two, four, right? Two plus two is six. The answer is that if you look carefully at the words that are mentioned in the Torah, only one time does the Torah write the word Karnois Mole. Two of the times, the Torah writes the word Chaser. And being that the Torah writes the word chaser, Beisil holds the way you're supposed to darshan the word karnois when it comes to the math is not as if the Torah is telling you karnois on two, but being that it's written chaser, it's as if the Torah is telling you karnois one. And then the other karnois, which is chaser, is another one. And then the karnois that's male is two. But the point is, it's not two plus two plus two. It's one plus one plus two. One plus one plus two. That's good math. Then the number that you're going to end up with is four. So according to Beis Shammai, karnois, what you're left with is six. According to Beis Hillel, karnois, what you're left with is four. Okay, so what's the cheshbin according to Beis Hillel? The Torah is telling you put it on the four corners. This is the way you darshan it. Shalosh l'mitzvah. Three of the four that the Torah mentions are l'chadchila v'achas li'akev. And the fourth one, the Torah is telling you is supposed to be Likufa. But the Gemara says, how do you come up with that? Like, what is even the methodology for that? Ve'ema kulu the mitzvah. If the Torah says four corners and there are four corners on the Mizbech, so it sounds to me like the Torah is telling you put one lechatchila on each corner. There's no shina kasav la'akiv at all because the Torah didn't mention anything a second time. And if that's the case, maybe what the Torah is saying is lechatchila do the zrika on each one of the corners, b'di'evet. I don't know, maybe b'di'evit you don't even have to do anything. And as Beis Hillel know that b'di'evit you have to do at least one, right? If the methodology, again, is shina hakasav la'akev, so yeah, in Beis Shammai's world, there's six. Four l'mitzvah, two are mentioned, some tzveitimah, that's the end of the tzitz. But according to Beis Hillel, maybe you shouldn't have to do anything twice. But the Gemara says that's not an option, because kapara b'chti lo yashkecham, because there's no such thing as getting kapara for nothing. So for sure you're going to have to do at least one. Now, if there was a reason to think you have to do more than one, then anachinami. But according to Beis Hillel, there is no reason to think that you have to do more than one, and it's for that reason the Torah says for all the mitzvah. You want to know how I know that at least one is ma'akev? Because kapara b'chti le'yashkecha. And the zrika is what is miratzah. So there's no way in the world you're getting kapara without doing at least one. That's how I know, according to Beis Hillel, one is going to be ma'akev. So according to Beis Shammai, the makar that you have to do at least two when it comes to the chatos is the fact that it says karnois, harei kan sheish. For the mitzvah to the kuva, according to Beis Hillel, it's the fact that it says karnis, harei kan arba, all four of the mitzvah, but I know for sure you have to do at least one leikuva because kapar b'chti lo yashkechan. Now, before we go weiter, what's pashup shot in the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether you darshan karnis, six, or you darshan karnis, four? I mean, which one is it? Is it six or is it four? Beis Shammai says, you read it, it's Karnis Lashon Rabbim. Beis Hillel says, I hear, but look at the way it's written. Twice it's written chaser. So it's karnes loshen yachid, karnes loshen yachid, and only one of the karnes is a loshen rabbim. So of course, this is part and parcel of a very global machloikis, one of the machloikis in Chas, the machloikis of Yesh Eim LeMikra or Yesh Eim LeMesiris, which we know from learning Daf Yomi comes up in many different places and really permeates a smorgasbord of sugyas. The machloikis, in short, is when you have a word based on the way it's written, you would think that the word is suggesting one thing. But based on the way it's pronounced, you would think it's suggesting something else. Do you darshan the word based on the way it's written, yesh eim lemesoiris? Or do you darshan the word based on the way it's pronounced, yesh eim lemikra? It would seem that the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Bisul is this machloikis mamish. Beis Shammai says, karnes, karnes, karnes. Each one of the kris of the mikra of the word karnes is lashon rabim. As the result, yesh eim lemikra, 2 plus 2 plus 2 equals 6. That's how he comes up with his sheet. And when it comes to chatas, 2 is going to be makif. Whereas Beis Hillel says, look at the way it's written. Yeshem lemesoiris. And being that 2 of them are written chaser, that's why it's 1 plus 1 equals 2. That's how Beis Hillel comes to his sheet, that only one zrik is going to be makif. But at first glance, it would seem that the machlikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is not just a kotchim digger machlikis regarding how many zrikis you have to do with the chatas whose dam was born in the Mizbeach Achitzen. But it's actually a derivative of a very, very global machlikis, which when you go through the sugi of Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemesiris, by the way, we're going to get a smattering of it in today's daf. But when you go through it more thoroughly, it's something that ties into literally each one of the Shisha Sidra Mishnah, right? It covers an incredible amount of ground. This machloikis here would seem to be mernit, a sif katan, in that general machloikis. But either way, that's the first hesber in the machloikis between Mishnah and Bissel. Says the Rav Iba Yisema, alternatively, you could say, hi, the time of the Bissel, you want to know what Mishnah and Bissel is. That when it comes to the chatos, only one is ma'akiv, it's because Bissel holds a hani mikra vahani misoiris. Meaning, in the first hesber, in the machloikis between Mishnah and Bissel, what does Bissel hold Yeshem the mikra? What does Bissel hold Yeshem the misoiris? The Iba Yisema, the Gemara, is being mechad, a new way to look at it. It could be that Beis Hillel holds that whenever there's a tension between the Mikra and the Mesiris, what you do is you negotiate. Shnai Moichs and Metalis, Yachloik, you cut the baby in half. That's what you do in a situation. And Beis Hillel holds that Ahani Mikra, that being that the Yeshem the Mikra is suggesting one thing, you have to give it some way, the Ahani Mesiris. But then again, being that the Mesiris is suggesting something, you have to veer to it as well. Ahani Mikra, we go basa the Mikra litfuye chada to say at least one more. Ahani Mesiris, and the Mesiris is going to help the Psure chada to be memai more. Meaning, being that the Mikra is suggesting 6 and the Mesiris is suggesting 4, so this is just the Gemara's way of saying that we compromise and we say it's going to end up being 5. So yeah, if all you had was the Mesiris, it would be 4. Ahani Mikra, that it's going to be one more, it's going to end up being 5. And if all you had was the Mikra, it would be 6. Ahani Mesiris, Litvuyechada, to make it one less, to end up making it 5. But the bottom line is, there's this tension, we have to make a negotiation, we have to make shalom between the Mikra and the Mesiris, and the way you do it is, you cut it, and therefore you end up with this 5. Oh, you end up with 5. That's geschmack, what Shitas Beis Hillel is. 4 lemitzvah and chada liikuvah. Meaning the first teretz of the Gemara, all we had was 4 lemitzvah. How do you know that one is liikuvah? It was based on svara, kapara b'chti le'ashkechan. According to Iba Yisema the Gemara, you actually have a shina hakasav la'akiv regarding that one. Where do you have it? It's the negotiation, it's this yachloiku, it's this compromise between the yeshem lemikra and the yeshem lemesaris. But the Gemara says that this Iba Yisema has to be fact-checked a little bit. Because you're basically telling me there's a new mahalach, and it's Shitas Beis Hillel, no less. That every time you have a struggle between the Yeshem Lemikra and Yeshem Lemesiris, what you do is, you make a yachloiku, says the Gemara. Let's try to visit some of the famous Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemesiris shayles, and let's see if this holds true. Elmi atoy bazoy, litay tofais, litay tofais, litay tofais. So we just say litay tofais in the parsha of Tefillin, right? Now, we know that there are 4 batim, or 4 parshios, in the Tefillin. How do we know that? So according to one mandamer, it's learned out from the fact that it says, L'tay tafes, l'tay tafes, l'tay tafes. It says it 3 times. 2 times it's mentioned chaser, 1 time it's mentioned male. 1 plus 1 plus 2. That's how you end up with 4. Now, that's only true, really, if you hold the Yeshem LeMesiris. If you hold the Yeshem LeMikra, that even though 2 of the L'tay Tafeses are written chaser, but all of them, all 3 of them, are pronounced male. And that would suggest that there should be 6. But the assumption for the minute is that the reason there's four parashiyos in the Tefillin is probably because Yeshem Lemesiris. What's the catch? Let's speak it out outside. But if you're going to tell me that Shittes Beis Olam when it comes to Yeshem Lemesiris is that you negotiate and you compromise and Allah is Yachloiku. Well, if that's the case, then how many parashiyos should there be in the Tefillin? There should be five. Because you should say Yeshem Lemesiris Taka says four, Yeshem Lemikra says six, you should end up with five, right? No one ever heard of that. So says the Gemara, Oy Bazoi, the Taitophis, the Taitophis, the Taitophis, Harekan Arba, Ahani Mikra, Ahani Mesiris, Chamisha Bati Moilam Evid. You should end up with five. So the Gemara says, it's true. If the Makara Aliba the Beis Hill, that this four parashiyos in the Tefillin would be based on the fact that L'taytofes, L'taytofes, Harekan Arba, if it would be because of counting the Taitophis is, in the word Taitophis, you would end up with five. But Pshan and Beisul has no Sheiches to Yeshem Lemikri, Yeshem Lemesiris. Rather, Savlak Rebbe Akiva, the reason Beisul holds that there's four parashiyos in the Tefillin is for a whole completely different reason. It's based on something Rebbe Akiva famously said, very famous, to Omar, who said, Tat Bekasvi Shtayim, Pas Pafriki Shtayim. We once thought that could be this is related to the fact Rabbi Akiva was always traveling. So Rabbi Akiva the traveler was familiar with languages. So he was in Kasfi, he heard the word tat, and it means two. And then he was in Afriki, and he heard the word pas, which usually means bread. But he heard that it means two. So Rabbi Akiva said, maybe that's the makar to litoy tafos, that tat be Kasfi shtayim pas, ba Afriki shtayim. But the bottom is, and chanam is only two Yeshem lemike Yeshem lemasaris. If it was related to Yeshem lemike Yeshem lemasaris, we need five parishes in the Tefillin. It's no shaykhis. That is not the makar. It's not a kasha. The makar is where Rabbi Akiva says, El Miyat, the Gemara asks another kasha, a little still dover be'itay matoy. Basukos, basukos, basukos. It says the word basukos in the Torah three times. And there too, you have the same anomaly. That two times the Torah mentions the word basukos chaser, and one time it mentions it mole. Now, the Gemara is suggesting now that the amount of walls that a sukkah has to have is probably learned out from the amount of basukos that those three words yield. Now, l'chayra, how many walls do they yield? Well, it depends. If you go based on the Mesiris, so two of them are mentioned chas and one's mentioned mole, 1 + 1 + 2 = 4. If you go based on the mikra, then it's all mole, then you would end up with 6, which is a little bit of a problem. But the bottom line is that the Gemara holds that based on the Iba Yisema's understanding of Shittes Bezil, that every time you have, again, this tension between Yeshem and Yeshem and Mesiris, but you end up with this five, so why don't we say, Yahani Mikra Vahani Mesiris, and Chamisha Dafnes Abayilameh, but every sukkah should have to be made up of five walls. It should be a pentagon, right? That's what it should look like. It should have to have five walls. So the Gemara says it's true. And the Chinami, the Gemara is accepting that. That really basukas, basukas, basukas means five walls. Stating that not all the mentions of the basukas, meaning not all the numbers that come out of basukas, can be used to tell me the amount of walls. Why? Because Hassam over there, Chadkra Kulei Dugufei, one of the things that come from basukas, I need to teach me the Iker Alocha as Vedav Zitzin and Asoka. V'chad l'schacha. Another one is coming to teach me the schach. Well, if that's the case, how many do I let? I started with five. And Echanami, five, because of this Yachloiku. I started with five, but I minus two immediately. So I'm left with how many? I'm left with three. And even within the three, this is already a Sukkah, Diga, Hoysafa, Asoi, Hilchasa. We know there's Alocha L'moish Misinai that says that the last wall, whatever number that is, that last wall could be even a tefach. The garisa l'shlishes, it makes the third wall into not needing to be a proper size wall, v'kimta tefach, and all you need it to be is a tefach. But the Gemara says, enachinami, the fact that a sukkah has to be made up, according to Beisul anyways, of three walls, two proper walls and one even not a proper wall, could be, is learnt out from the minyan ha walls that come out from basukas, basukas, basukas. I shouldn't it be five? Teretz says two of them are not learning Mesach the sukkah now. Can't be used. What you're left with is only three, and that's how you end up with three. But it's true. It actually is consistent, Shittas Beisul and Hilchas Sukkah, with this idea that Beisul holds that every time there's the Yeshem, the Mikkei, Yeshem, the Mesiris, what we do is we do some sort of yachlik. But the Gemara asks one last kasha. Elam Yato Ebazoi. It says in the Torah, V'toma Shvu'ayim. Now, where does it say this? This is talking about a Yoyledes who gives birth to an Akeva. So we know that a Yoyledes that gives birth to a Zachar was Tomei for 7 days. What about an Akeva? So the Torah says, Shvu'ayim. The Torah says that she should be Tomei for 2 weeks. Stating that, if you look at the way the word Shvu'ayim is written, it's written Chaser. And based on that, you would think, if you didn't have Nekudas, that you're supposed to read it, V'toma Shivim. Pashupshat, the reason we say the Tamei Shvuayim is because Yeshem LeMikra, not Yeshem LeMisleiris. But if Shitas Beis Hillel and the Suya Yeshem LeMisleiris is that you take the difference between the Mikra and the Misleiris and you cut it in half, well, over here, the math, this is a drop trickier, but the way the math would play itself out is that based on the Yeshem LeMikra, it would be 14. Based on the Yeshem LeMisleiris, it would be 70. So you have to take now the difference between 70 and 14. The Gemara does the math, so it's fine. Says the Gemara, we should say a hani mikra v'hani mesoris and arba in vitrein v'yolameisiv. So, yoyledes nekeva should be tummy for 42 days. That's what should come out. But the Gemara says, true, based on the simple lumdis of Yehcheim l'mesoris, that is what would come out. But shani hasam, over there, it's different. Dechsiv kinidasa. The next word in the Torah is v'tomesh shfuayim kinidasa. And kinidasa teaches me that it's 2 weeks and it's not 42 days, which is back of the envelope arithmetic. That's 6 weeks, right? And Rashi says that the svara is because the nida midayrais is tummy 7 days, right? That's Tumas nida midayrais. She's tummy for 7 days. Kinidasa sounds like it's an amount of time that's similar to a nida. Rashi says two things. Number one, a nida is 1 week. Kinidasa, this would be 2 weeks. But also, just even the amount of days is 14 is similar to 7 as opposed to 42. That's a whole nother number. From the fact that the Torah says kinidasa, that's why Beis Hillel knew that over here you have to dash in only the mikra. Here you don't dash in the mesoris at all. But if you didn't have a mefurish giloy, that this is the way you're supposed to dash in it, the way you would is you would taka make a compromise. The bottom line is, let's come up for breath for 1 second. My time of the Beis Shammai. Amar Rav Huna said, Beis Shammai holds karnes, harei kanshesh. Beis Shammai also holds yeshem le mikra. That's why harei kanshesh. 4 of the karnes are le mitzvah. 2 of them are mentioned some tzveitamol. Shina kosa. Lakev, that's how you know 2 zrikas are going to be ma'akev. What does Beis Hillel hold? Either Beis Hillel holds Yeshem LeMesoiris. If that's the case, Karnas, being that 2 of them are written Chaser Harei Kan Arba, all 4 are being mentioned LeMitzvah. Torah didn't even mention 1 Likuva. But Kapor Bechtile Ashkechon, that's why I know at the bare minimum 1 would be ma'akev, which is the halacha. The Iba Yisema, Beis Hillel doesn't hold Yeshem LeMikra. He doesn't hold Yeshem LeMesoiris, but rather he holds you compromise between the Yeshem LeMikra and Yeshem LeMesoiris. So the way you treat karnes, 2 chasa, 1 mali, as if the Torah said 5. If the Torah said 5, there's only 4 karnes. So what the Torah is telling you is 4 LeMitzvah and 1 LeAkev. So Shina Kosov LeAkev on 1. That's it. You're going to end up with that 1 being the critical one, says the Gemara. So we have 2 pshatim so far to understand Shitas Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, there's a 3rd sheet. V'tana, Maisla Mihocha, the following Tana, the Tana that we're going to present, he learned it from this Makar. It says, v'chiper. It says in the Torah the word v'chiper 3 times. Now, these 3 mentions of the word v'chiper are mentioned regarding the carbon chatos, sha'alze anudonim. Now, we don't need to really go into this now, but we know from learning Masech Tesorius not so long ago that the parsha in the Torah of the Karban Chatas is very unique. The Torah talks about the Chatas of the Koyim Mashiach, the Parhelim Davashal Tzibur, the Chatas of the Nasi, the Chatas of the Yochid. Even within the Chatas of the Yochid could bring either a Kispa or a Seira. Each one is delineated individually in the Torah. If you look inside, these 3 Vechipers, one is mentioned by the Chatas of the Nasi, the other 2 are mentioned by the regular, good old-fashioned Chatas Yachid, albeit one by the Kispa, the other one by the Seira. But either way, 3 times the Torah mentions the keeper. Says the Braisa, Mipnei Hadin. We need all 3 of these v'chipes. Sheyachol, because I would have thought, v'aloi dinu, nemru damal lamata, nemru damal lamayla. It says, damim lamata, and it says, damal lamata. What does it mean? There's certain damim that went lamata michut ha-sikra, and there are certain damim, such as the chatas, that went lemayla michot hasikra. You could have thought, ma damim ma'amur lamata shenas matana achas kibet, just like as it relates to the damim lamata. If you did 1 matana alone, keeper, how do I know that? That's yesterday's daf, v'dams v'checha yishofich, af damim ma'amur lamata shenas matana achas kibet. So you would think that when it comes to the chatas, it should be the same thing. Oy klach l'derech su, but there's another way to look at it. Nemru damim b'fnim, v'nemru damim b'chutz. There are certain damim that went b'fnim, on the mizbech ha-pnimi, and there are certain damim that went b'chutz, and you could think, just like when it comes to the damim that went bifnim, over there you have to do all the zrikas. So af damim amurim bechutz, so too when it comes to the damim that were put on the mezbeach achitzon, there too, if you were mechasen one of the matanas, it should be nothing. In other words, the chatas is a little trickier whether or not you should learn it from the damz v'checha yishafech, because maybe you should learn it from the chattas that was put in the Mizbech HaPnimi. And by the chattas that was put in the Mizbech HaPnimi, there all the zrikas were ma'akiv, like the Mishnah said. See, you could have thought that the chattas that was born in the Mizbech HaChitzayin, too, all the zrikas would be ma'akiv. So it says the Braisa, Nirlami Daima. So, if we're going to have to figure out, should I compare the chattas that was put on the Mizbech HaChitzayin to the other damim that were on the Mizbech HaChitzayin? Well, then, one zrika would be enough. Or maybe I should compare it to the chatas itself that was put on the Mizbech HaPnimi, where all the zrikas were ma'akev. So says the Braisa, donim chutz michutz, vein donim chutz mipnim. Do we say that the commonality between the chatas that was put on the Mizbech HaChitzayin and the other domen that was put on the Mizbech HaChitzayin is stronger because it's chutz michutz, and therefore I'm not going to learn the chatas from the chatas that was put on the Mizbech HaPnimi because I'd rather say, oh, the two Mizbechos are the same. That's their Shaychis, Oiklacha Derechzu. Donin Chatos, Va'arba Karnois. Mi Chatos, Va'arba Karnois, right? Number one, they're both Chatos. And number two, the Oifen Azrika is the same. Not one Lamala, one Lamato. The Oifen Azrika is the same. They're both in the Arba Karnois. Al-Yachiach Chutz. Don't stel to Chutz. She'in Chatos, which is not a Chatos, number one. Va'arba Karnois, and it doesn't involve the Arba Karnois, right? It was Lamala, Lamata, 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 like the Bryson said. Talmud Lo'imar said, this is all the time of the Bryson talking. We're coming to the punchline. So it's for that reason, because the Torah knew we were going to be confused, we were going to have this stalemate. We were mamish not going to know how to go about this. We were going to be unsure and uncertain whether when it comes to the chattas that was put on the Mizbech HaChitzayin, should we compare it to the other domim that were put on the Mizbech HaChitzayin where one matana is going to be enough? See yesterday's daf. Or should we compare it to the domim that was put on the Mizbech HaPnimi where all the mamakiv see the coming dafin? So we're going to be unsure. We're stuck between these two dafin. I'm not sure where to put the dam that was put on the Mizbech HaChitzayin. It's for that reason the Torah said, v'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper. The Torah wrote the word v'chiper extra 3 times to teach me. V'chiper, you should know you're going to get kapara, afu b'shalenos and elishalish. Even if you didn't do everything you were supposed to, all you did was 3. V'chiper, you're going to get kapara, afu b'shalenos and elishalish. You're going to get kapara even if you only did 2. V'chiper, you're going to get kapara, afal pishaloi nasan elachas. You're gonna get kapara even if you only did 1, and that's how he still knows that 1 is gonna be enough. Because it says v'chiper 3 times, and each v'chiper is memaet 1 from being ma'akiv. The Torah says 4. V'chiper, only 3. V'chiper, if it's 2. V'chiper, if it's even 1. Oh, that's the Makar, the Cheetah is based up, but the Gemara says, this whole drash is predicated on the word V'chiper being extra. How's V'chiper extra? Torah says, do what you have to do. V'chiper, you're going to get kapara. If the Torah wouldn't say V'chiper, maybe you wouldn't know you get kapara. Amar Ravas, Rava said, Bar Adam Mori Asbrili, Amakra, let me tell you the way it was explained to me by Bar Adam Mori. It says in the Torah, V'chiper. And it also says, V'nislach, Zuhi kapara, Zuhi slicha. And kapara and slicha are really one in the same. And being that the one in the same in the Torah anyway says v'nislach, so therefore the word v'chiper actually is extra. Again, why is it extra? Because it says v'nislach. And v'chiper and v'nislach mean the exact same thing. What is v'chiper coming to teach me? Afal pi shaloi nosan ela shalosh, afal pi shaloi nosan ela shtayim, v'chiper afal pi shaloi nosan ela achas. But the Gemara says, I'll accept this drosha of v'chiper. Bar Adam Mari explained it very nicely. And this, you want to say, is the makar. I'll accept the drasha. I don't think it's a makar. You know why? Because even if you want to tell me that the chiper is coming to be mema'et, it's coming to say something I would have thought is ma'akiv, is really not ma'akiv, but it's a leap of faith to say that the chiper is saying that there are certain zrikas that are not ma'akiv at all. Because the emo, maybe we should say, the chiper afal pishan loy nosan elosh sholosh lemalo v'achas lemato. Maybe what the chiper is coming to say is that although a chatas l'chatchilo was supposed to have 4 matandomim on the 4 karnois, but maybe the chiper is saying that even if you only did 3 on the karnois, you only did 3 lamaila. By the way, it's a chashivas of the chatas that the dam goes lamaila michotasikar, right? Lamaila, lamaila mekoidish, that's always more chashav. But maybe what the Torah is saying is that the chiper, you're going to get kapar even if you didn't do 3 lamaila, or you didn't do 4 lamai, you only did 3 lamai, but did 1 lamat. V'chiper, you're going to get kapar afu b'shalenos and elosh tayim lamat v'shalim lamat. The second v'chiper says that even if you didn't do 3 on top, you only did 2 on top. And then finally, v'chiper afu b'shalenos and lamala el lamat. Maybe the third v'chiper is coming to teach me that even if you didn't do anything lamai, you did all them lamata, that you're going to get kapar. So says the Gemara, even if you want to assume the premise of this drasha, that the chiper is coming to be mema'et, but mehecha teis, the chiper is coming to tell me that these hazois, these matonois, these rikois, are not ma'akev at all. Maybe lo'olam they are ma'akev, but all the Torah is saying with Vechiper is that they're not ma'akev to be lamayla. And essentially what the Torah is saying is that if you want it to be all lamata, that's going to be fine. Vechiper, if you didn't do four, you only did three. Vechiper, if you didn't do three, you only did two. And the last Vechiper is even if you didn't do anything, he did all of them lamata, even then it's going to be fine. But the Gemara says, Omer Rav Ada Bar Yitzchak, Rav Ada Bar Yitzchak said, Im Kain, if that's where you're going to dash in the Pasuk, Bital the Torah's Arbakanis. So you essentially will mevatel the whole halacha of the Arbakanis. Meaning, you want to tell me that the Vechipers are coming to tell me that you could bring a carbon chatos and not do anything on the Karnis at all? It can't be. But the Gemara says, what kind of tain is that? V'irach mono Omer, and if the Torah is telling you that it's not ma'akev, then it's not ma'akev. We have to hit the pause button for 1 second. For two reasons. To explain the Gemara we just learned, and to really segue into the Gemara that we're about to learn. And that is, the Gemara said that even if you accept the drasha v'chiper, 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 v'hechetesi, all these v'chipers are coming to say that there are certain zrikas that you don't have to do at all. Maybe you have to do all four zrikas. The v'chipers are coming to tell me that you don't have to do the zrikas in the proper makom. They don't all have to be lamayla. Maybe you could do these zrikas lamata. Well, the Gemara says, if that's the case, then essentially what's going to emerge is that you don't have to do any zrikas lamayla, and it can be tal to teres arba karnas. Now, how does Rav Ada Bar Yitzchak know that if you're going to dash the v'chiper in this way, you're going to end up with a situation where none of the zrikas are ma'akev to be l'mayla, because he read the words of the Gemara's kasha. V'chiper maybe should mean afapish le'nosan ela sholish l'mayla. And v'chiper afapish le'nosan l'mayla ela l'mayla. The third v'chiper is telling me, even if you didn't do anything about it, all you did was l'mayla. Says, Rav Ada Bar Yitzchak, you mean to tell me you keep him a vatel, pleiras, arbakanis? And the Gemara's response is, I don't know if that's what the Torah said, that's what the Torah says. Frey Toysfus, a long Toysfus over here, I can't even read the Gemara. How do you read the Gemara? The Gemara skipped a digit, right? The first v'chiper is telling me that as long as you do three l'mayla, it's fine. The second v'chiper is telling me as long as you do two. The third v'chiper is telling me, even if you do none, no, the third v'chiper is telling me, even if you did only one. And if that's what the third v'chiper is telling me, then Rav Ada Bar Yitzchak has no tainan, can be taught the Torah's arbakaris. So the Gemara was off with the math, literally skipped a digit. I mean, this is like a fireable offense. Like, literally, the Tana of the Braisa skipped a full digit, and because of that, it triggered Akashim et HaTeretz, Ashak Levetayu, what's Poshpsha. So Tosfos has a whole arichas to make sense of this. If you look at the Haggah, at the very end of Tosfos, so in the Haggah, Tosfos says what he thinks Rashi's pshat in this Gemara is. And that is that the Gemara is tining that if the third v'chiper is telling me that you would be able to do at the very least three lamata, and only one would have to be lamayla, that means roiv of the zrikas could be lamata. If roiv of the zrikas could be lamata, well then all of the zrikas could be lamata as well. And if all the zrikas could be lamata, is Amar Rav Ada Bar Yitzchak im kein bital to teres arba karnois. So if that's the case, you mevatel arba karnois. The Gemara's response is the irach mono amar, but if that's what the Torah said, then levatlan, then adarabat, let it be batal. And that says the Gemara amar rava ezeu davish etzarach shalosh. What would be an inyan that requires three drashos? Heavy oimer elu kronis. You would think it's the kronis, and the way Rashi explains the Gemara, that's the Torah that Tosfos and Haggah brings b'shem Rashi. Rav is not accepting that, and being that Rav is not accepting that, so Rav is saying that you want to tell me that Eimo v'chiper is coming to tell me that you don't need karnos. It can't be that it's coming to teach me that you don't need karnos, because even if v'chiper is talking about the karnos, but you only have three, Ezu Davish Atzarach Shalish, there's only three, right? So I would still think that you need one Karen. So if I still think you would need one Karen, it can't be V'chiper, V'chiper, V'chiper is coming to tell me no Karenus at all. You still need one Karen. And if that's the case, that's a dichoy on that possibility. Again, we say V'chiper, V'chiper, V'chiper means that only one Zrik is Ma'akev. The Gemara's cash is maybe it's coming to tell me that the Karenus are not Ma'akev. Zokrova, if it would say V'chiper four times, I would know the Karenus maybe are not Ma'akev. But it only says V'chiper three times. If it says V'chiper three times, how do I know the Karenus are not Ma'akev? But the Gemara comes with the obvious comeback. And that is, Ema V'chiper, okay, so it says v'chiper only three times. I mean that it says v'chiper only three times, I can only knock out three karnas. But maybe that's what v'chiper is coming to teach me. It's coming to teach me that at least three of them don't have to be on the karen, and only one has to be on the karen. So again, It's just semantics. So you're right. It can't be v'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper in Rava's world is coming to tell me that you don't need karnas at all. You for sure need one, because I only have three miyutim. Okay, but maybe that's what v'chiper, v'chiper is coming to tell me. So how do I know it's coming to tell me that you only need one zrika? Maybe you need four zrikas. V'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper is coming to tell me I only need one of them to be on the karnas. So the Gemara says that no, that was never an option. And l'chura, this is all included in what Rava meant. That was never an option, because le'matzinu damim shechetzi l'mala v'chetzi l'mata. You don't find such a metzias where the dam can be chetzi l'mala and chetzi l'mata. Some dam had to be l'mala, some dam had to be l'mata, but that it should be chetzi l'mala and chetzi l'mata, that not. So bishloima v'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper is coming to tell me that you don't have to do anything l'mayla, you can do everything l'mata, that's okay. But if the most you're going to take out is that you can do one l'mayla and three l'mata, that means the Torah is basically telling you there's a metzias of chetzi l'mayla v'chetzi l'mata, and that's not something that's tenable. And just to be clear, even though we have a drush of v'chiper, 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 so like the Gemara said a minute ago, Torah can tell you whatever the Torah wants to tell you. But this is a hanocha, so to speak, in Kachem, that there is no precedent for such a thing. And being that there's no precedent for such a thing, it's not mistaber that that's what's going on over here. But the Gemara says, is that true? For life, I'm going to the Mishnah. He's a mimenu achzam alav shavu lamat. It's talking about when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he did Hazois. And it says that the Hazois that he did was Achas L'malah V'Shev L'mata. Now, the Gemara understands now that what does it mean Achas L'malah V'Shev L'mata? One was literally on the L'mayla part of the Kapiris, and the other seven were on the L'mata part. So you see, there's a concept of Chetzi L'malah V'Chetzi L'mata. Now, to be clear, this is not on the Mizbeach, but still, you see an idea of Chetzi L'malah V'Chetzi L'mata, but the Gemara answers that Hahu Kim Matzlif. No, there it means something else. In fact, if you look at the Rishonim, they struggle to understand how the Gemara could have even made such a mistake, because really it's Mefurish in the Mishnah and Yuma that it means something else. What it means, Achas L'malah V'Shev L'mata, means not on a higher part of the Kapiris versus a lower part of the Kapiris. In fact, the Dam never even went on the Kapiris. What it means is Kematzlef. The Gemara explains, my Kematzlef, Machvi Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah demonstrated Kemenagdona. What it means is that the Shlich Bezim, when he used to give Malkus, so he would hit the person 39 times, but he didn't hit him all 39 times in the same place, because he'd kill him. So what he would do is, he would do one on top, and then a little lower, then a little lower, a little lower. So too, when the Kohen Gadol would do the Hazois, so he didn't want all the Dam to land in the same place, but they would land like in a row. And the reason we call it Achas L'malah V'Shev L'mata is because one of them, the backside of that Kohen Gadol's hand when he did the Hazah, was facing down, so that the Hazah was like a movement that went upwards. So one was L'malah, the other one, he wanted to be a little bit closer to him, so he had the back of his hand facing up, the movement was L'mata. But the point is, Achas L'malah V'Shev L'mata has nothing to do with it being on a higher or lower place. We never found a place where you would have Chetzi L'malah V'Chetzi L'mata, and if that's the case, V'Chiper, V'Chiper, V'Chiper can't be coming to teach me that, because there's no precedent for that. What then must have been coming to teach me? It must be coming to teach me that V'Chiper, even if you didn't do four, you did three. V'chiper, even if you didn't do three, you did two. And V'chiper, if you didn't do, you did one. That's going to be enough. But the Gemara continues. Still, is that true that you don't find anywhere a concept of chetzi l'mala v'chetzi l'mala? He's al tayroi shel mizbeach. And this too is talking about the special hazois that were done on Yom Kippur. Specifically, in this case, the Kohen Gadol had taken the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer, right, his power, and the soyer of Hashem, and he mixed them all together, and he had to do a whole series of hazois. And amongst the series of hazois, seven of them were al tayroi shel mizbeach. Now the Gemara says, my love, what does tayroi shel mizbeach mean? Does it not probably mean apalgi the mizbeach? Tayroi probably means the midpoint of the mizbeach. Now, where does tayroi mean the midpoint? Because people will say sometimes tohar tira de yoyim. Rashi says noontime, tzarayim. Noontime is considered this lashon of tohar tira de yoyim. But either way, noon is the middle of the day, and in the same vein that noon is middle of the day, so the tira shel mizbeach would mean the midpoint of the mizbeach. What's the kasha? The kasha is that if you're throwing towards the midpoint of the Mizbeach, inevitably you're going to end up with some lamala, some lamata. If there's a kpeda that you can't have dam, that a miktsasa lamala, miktsasa lamata, then this whole hizal tayrish on Mizbeach should be an issue. And from the fact that it's not an issue, you see, it's okay. So maybe the way you dash a v'chipa, v'chipa, v'chipa is some are going to be lamala, some are going to be lamata. I'm a Rava Bar Shela, but Rava Bar Shela said, no, it's not what it means, tayrish on Mizbeach. It doesn't mean the midpoint of the Mizbeach, but rather what it means is agiluya. It means the top of the Mizbeach. What's the makar that the word word tiaroi would mean the top, the chsiv, it says uke'etzem ha-shamayim l'toyer. Now, what it means, ke'etzem ha-shamayim l'toyer is that sometimes the etzem ha-shamayim is very clear. Like you look up at the sky and it's like a clear sky. That's what the word L'toyar means. It's pure, it's clear, there's no clouds. It's a beautiful day. That's the taich of the word L'toyar. The top of the Mizbeach was referred to as Tiaroi because they used to clean the top of the Mizbeach. They would remove the deshin from it. It was a place that sometimes was busy, but also sometimes was clean. But the bottom line is, he's al tayrish al Mizbeach means the top of the Mizbeach. It doesn't mean midpoint of the Mizbeach. And as a result, it's not a raya that sometimes the dam could be miktsasa lemalo and miktsasa lemata. But the Gemara asks one other kasha. But ikas shirayim. Oh, good kasha. What about the shirayim? So the chatos, for example, the dam was put on the karnas of Mizbeach. That's lemalo. The shirayim was put where? On the yisoid. That's lemata. So again, you have an idea where the dam is a little bit lemailo and a little bit lamata. Now this is a little bit of an interesting kasha because the shirayim is not a zrika, right? We're discussing the zrikas. Abafart. It's a mata and dam that was put lamata. But the Gemara says shirayim like ma'akvi. That's not a kasha because we're talking about damim that are ma'akiv. The whole shirayim is a shiore mitzvah, right? That's all it is. It's an extra credit to a mitzvah. As a result, it's not a taina. But the Gemara says ve'ikas shirayim apnimim. What about the shirayim that was from the karbonos that were put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Ikud Man Da'ama Ma'akvi, there is a Man Da'ama that holds its Ma'akiv, meaning the Shirayim of the Dam that was put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, there's a Man Da'ama that holds it was Ma'akiv. Now, we were those Shirayim put on the Mizbeach HaChitza, but because there was no Yisoyed on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but the point is, there is a Man Da'ama that holds that it was Ma'akiv. So again, you have an idea where you have Dam that's Chetzi L'mal or Chetzi L'mat, but the Gemara says B'chad Mokin Kamerini. You don't find it on one Mizbeach. Over there, it's two separate Mizbeaches, and because it's two separate Mizbeaches, so maybe over there it's going to be possible. But on one Mizbeach, and the lumdus is, where it's two Mizbeaches, it's like a separate Hakrova. Where it's one Mizbeach, it's a Hemshech of the same Hakrova. So you're going to tell me, part of the Hakrova was done Lamayla, part of the Hakrova that was done Lamato, that's impossible. So V'chipeh, which is clearly coming to mitigate something. Right? It's coming to tell me, you would have thought this, it could be maybe not as much as you thought. It can't be, it's coming to tell me, you would have thought all four need to be on the Karnas. Really, if you want to do one or two or three Lamato, that's going to be okay. That is not a possibility, because you don't find anywhere dumb in Machetz Lamal, Chetz Lamato. What then is V'chipeh coming to teach me? V'chipeh, even if you didn't do four, meaning you missed out one complete, you're better not doing it than doing it in the wrong place. Right? That's what emerges. But the point is that it could be the Torah is telling me, v'chiper, even though l'chatchila four, even three is enough, v'chiper, two is enough, v'chiper, even one is enough. This is then the third makar to shita's pesos. Let's make now the final recap on this part of the daf, and that is we have a machlikis between Beis Shammai and Beisil, with regards to the carbon chatas whose dam was put on the Mizbeach HaChitza. How many of the Zrikas were ma'akiv? According to Beisil, one. Just like Beshar Karbanos, it's one. It's one. According to Beis Shammai, over here, you would have to have two. My time with the Beis Shammai, one makar. Karnos, in the parish of the carbon chatas three times. Each karnos is pronounced Beloshin Rabim. Yeshem lemikra that shitas Beis Shammai. If that's the case, karnos means six. There's only four karnos, four of the mitzvah. The other two is Shina Kasav Lakav. That's how you know two is going to be ma'akiv. According to Beis Hillel, we have not one mahalach, we have three mahalachim. The first mahalach is that Beis Hillel holds Yeshem lemisoyris. So karnos is not 2 plus 2 plus 2, it's 1 plus 1 plus 2, which is 4. All 4 are the mitzvah. How do I know even one is ma'akiv? Because can't be that not even one is ma'akiv. Kapar b'chdile yashkachan. The second mahalach of the Gemara is that Beis Hillel actually holds that the way you treat a yeshem lemikri, yeshem lemesiris, is that you cut the baby in half. You negotiate. You macha yachloiku. If that's the case, karnos, the yeshem lemikri suggests 6. The yeshem lemesiris suggests 4. What you end up with is 5. Oh, 5. That's great. 4 the mitzvah. 1 is a shina kasav lakif. That's how you end up with the fifth one. The third mahalach of the Gemara was that it's not learned out from karnas at all, but it's learned out from the three mentions of the chiper that it says in the parasha of the chatois. All three are extra because it says the chiper and the nislach and zuhi kapara zuhi slicha. It's all one and the same, right? Kapara slicha, but really high level they're the same. We know there's nuance, but again, high level they're the same. Svunim HaKdoshim, they're very different, but again, high level, they're the same. And being that Zui Kapara, Zui Slicha, so why would the Torah have to say the Chiper if the Torah already said the Nislach must be, it's coming to be Mechadish something in the Kapar? Torah says 4, the Chiper, even if it was only 3, the Chiper is 2, the Chiper is even only 1, I'm a Mefurish Drasha, that even 1 is going to be Nuff, says the Gemara. More on this note. Tanya, Braisa. Rabbi Lezman Yaakov said, Beshamay Oimrim, Beshamay hold, Shtey Matonish Bechatos. The two matonos of a chatos, the achas shebechol hazvachim, and one matona as it relates to two zvachim, matirois umefaglis. They're matter and they're mefagl. So, what does this mean? What this means is that matirois, we know that the dam, one of its functions was to be matter. It was matter basa b'achila, and it was matter emurim lahaktara. We know that a person could also have a machsheves pigle while he's doing a zrika. So says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, in the world of Beisham, when it comes to shar karbonis, let's go backwards, the one zrika that's ma'akev is the matter. You do that one zrika, eat the basar, be makta deimun. You have a machsheves pigle during that one zrika, you have the machsheves pigle. When it comes, however, to the chatos, being that the chatas requires two zrikos, so over there you would need to do both in order for the basa to be mutba achil and demur to be able to be put on the mizbeach, and you would have to do both in order to establish a pigle. Because being that the two zrikos together are what make up the zrika, so it's for that reason, if you have them in totality, then you're going to have the outcome of a zrika. If you don't have them in totality, then you're not going to have the outcome of a zrika. This second thing that Rabbi Lezman Yaakov said, that according to Beis Shammai, you need the two matonois in order to create pigle, is what's known as ein mefaglim b'chatzi matar. I mean, you could have thought that, even though I need two, but if I have a machsheves pigle on one, that shouldn't create pigle. It's what's known as ein mefaglim b'chatzi matar, a sugi that's coming up very much in the next couple of days. Either way, this is all Rabbi Lezman Yaakov talking. Rabbi Lezman Yaakov continued, and he said, Beis Hillel, however, who holds that Tzai Shar Karbonis and Tzai the Chatos is only one Zrika, that's Ma'akiv. So Achash the Chatos, the Achash Bechol HaZvachim, that one Zrika, that's Ma'akiv by a Chatos and by Shar Zvachim, Materes Umefageles is going to be Mater and is going to be Mefagel as well. Says the Gemara, Maskefle Raboishi. Raboishi asked the Kasha, Imkein Oibaz, if Rabbi Lezman Yaakov is right, and it's almost not clear how he could be wrong. But if Rabbi Lezman Yaakov is right, he's just doing a little bit of math here, then Lisnaya Gabi Kule Beishamai V'chumri Beisil. What would emerge in is then there's a Kula in Shitas Beishamai over Beisil. What's the Kula? If somebody would have a Machsheves pigle by one of the Zrikas of a Karbon Chatos, according to Beishamai, it's a mefagel mechatzim matar. You only had the Machsheva by half of the Zrika. As a result, it's not going to be pigle. According to Beisil, it's the ganze matter. Even if you hold a mefagel b'chatzi matter, this is the ganze matter. And as a result, it's going to be a machsheves pigle. If that's the case, you have a kulam b'sham over b'sil. And the Gemara's kash is that we know that elsewhere, and the elsewhere is a mesechtes idias, Chazal made a very big deal about certain cases where b'shamay was mekel over b'sil. Because traditionally, and really, if you go through all the different machloikesin between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, what you find is that in almost all cases, Beis Hillel is the machmer, is the mekel, and Beis Shammai is the machmer. Chazal pointed out when it was Kulei Beis Shammai and Chumrei Beis Hillel, and it didn't mention this. So, fake Rav Oishio, like Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, I have a hechetimtza of Kulei Beis Shammai and Chumrei Beis Hillel that was not mentioned in the Mishnah of Masechtas Idias. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav, Rav told Rav Oishio when he asked this kasha, I hear what you're saying, meaning you're chesbening very good, but the reason it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah of Masechtas Idias is kuski itchel lehetere itchel dahavadu Beis Shammai lechumrei. When the ikra machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis was said, meaning when this machloikis was presented originally, the oilam was not holding in the sugya pickle. It's not what they were learning. They were learning the sugya of zrika being matter basar and being matter emurim. And the shayla was, when it comes to the karbon chatos, how many zrikas do you need to be matter? And Beis Hillel saying one, and Beis Shammai saying two. So it was the Mekel, not Beis Shammai. Being that the original halacha was set in a context where Beis Hillel was being Mekel and Beis Shammai was being Machmer, it's for that reason it went down as a Kula Beis Hillel and as a Chumer Beis Shammai. It's not mentioned in that exception list of Kula Beis Shammai and Chumer Beis Hillel. You want to know if the Chapsa Nafkamina Faker? Yeah, very often you could take a Machloikis and you could twist it this way and twist it that way, and you're going to end up with ramifications where all of a sudden I became the Machmer and you became the Mekel, right? True, but ki itchel bein midrasha. At the end of the day, in beis medrash, Beis Hillel was one that was being mekel, Beis Shammai was one that was being machmer. It's for that reason, this is the way it was presented by the Tanoim, and we are going to stop here. and return to some of the raid that we were talking about during the last few dafin, and that is the Kotshim Chumash Torah of Parshas Noach. So, we've been discussing that when Noach leaves the Teva, the very, very first thing that Noach does is he builds a Mizbeach. Vayiven Noach Mizbeach Lashem. Vayikach mikol ha-behema ha-Torah, u-mikol ha-oif ha-tor, vayal oilois ba-Mizbeach. Vayorach Hashem esreach ha-nichayach, vayim Hashem aliboy, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. I saw in the Sefer Chavatzel HaSashorin, here in Parshas Noach, he brings a kushya nifla from the Shailus Tshuvas Yehuda Yala, that's the great Goyen, Rabbi Yehuda Ossad. And this is in his Tshuvas in Choshem Mishpat, Simin Reish Memtes. Everybody knows, everybody, l'rabbis, every kid in pre-1A / primary knows that Noach was told to take two animals into the teva, zacher and a kid. But that was from the non-kosher animals. From the kosher animals, he was told to take shiva shiva. He was told to take seven scharim and seven akevas. Noach made a cheshbon, Rashi says that, why does Hashem want me to take more from the kosher animals than from the non-kosher animals? Remember, at that point, you weren't allowed to eat meat. So there was no concept of kosher. Maybe I can eat this, I can't eat that. It's not because I'll have more dinner from the kosher animals. Must be it's because Hashem wants me to bring karbonis. That must be the cheshbon. And that was really part and parcel of the impetus of Noach to go and immediately build a mizbeach and to bring the karbonis. But al-Koponim, Noach took two of the non-kosher. He took 14 of the kosher, right? Not one zug, but he took seven zugais of the kosher animals, and the purpose was to bring karbanas. Said Rabbi Yehuda Asad, this kasha always bothered me. It's a kushi atzum. Noach went and he brought karbanas, right? He did exactly what he thought he was supposed to do. What were the karbanas that he brought? The Torah says, Vayal oilois ba-mizbeach. Everybody knows that a karban oil is only ba-zachar. It's not ba-nekeva. So if the karbanos that Noach brought were karbanos oilois, it's a mefurish pasuk, vayal oilois. So what's he doing with all those nekevas? He can't bring a nekeva as a karban oil. This is his kasha. He says, it always bothered me. He said, v'tzarchi. Doesn't know. Doesn't know pashim shat. Everyone knows this halach. Noach takes the seven scharm, the seven nekevas. He brings them as karbanos. By the way, Ayin B'Rabbeinu B'Chaya and Ayin B'Rishonim, they talk about why seven. Why'd that have to be the number? Rabbeinu B'Chaya says that when it comes to kachim al pisoid, seven is a magic number. But the bottom line is that it was zachar in a keva. That's what the karbanos were. And if that's the case, Freik Rabbi Yehuda Asad, he doesn't understand if the karbanos that Noach brought were oilois, the chura, an oila can't be brought in a keva. So the Chavetzal Sasharin says a teretz nifla. And really, it's a mefurish gemara. The gemara is in Mesechtes Avodah Zara, daf chav dalad amid beis. Talk about tucked away. Amar Rav Ada bar Ahava, minayin la oila nekeva. How do you know that oila nekeva could be brought on a bob masyachet? Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, vayikach Shmuel tle cholov echad vayalei oila. Shmuel took a tle, that's a female, and he brought it as a carbon oila. Says the Gemara, Amar Avad Barahava, from here you learn that an oilas nekeva can be brought as a bamas yachet. So said Rabbi Yehuda Asad, said the Chatzal Sashor, Rabbi Yehuda Asad asked this kasha, tzorichin, it's a peli hibeinai, what's going on here? Noach is taking these nekevas and he's bringing them as a carbon oila. A nekeva is not ba oila. It's not true. It's a mefurish gemara. It's a gemara by the Zohar, daf chav dalet amud beis. Amar Avad Barahava, minayin ba oila nekeva shikshere ba bamas yachet. And l'chayra, this mizbeach that Noach built was a bamas yachet. What else was what? It was actually Hukam HaMishkan. So if it's a Bam Mas Yachid, so it's move on, it's Pasha. That's why he was able to bring in a Keva even as a carbon oila. But obviously, Fashteitza Chalein, Zochta Chavatzal Sasharim, my teretz that I'm saying is really Tali Ba'ashle Ravervi, and it's Tali in yesterday's race. say. It's totally in how you understand this Mizbeach, the Noach Bill. It's totally in how you understand the Shulchan Aruch that governed the Hakrovos, the Karbonos that Noach brought. If you hold that the Mizbeach was a Bama, Kimavur in the Gemara in Mesechta Zvachim, Daf Kuftes Vav Amid Beis, where the Gemara learned Amar Afuna, that the Makar, that when it came to a Bama, you were allowed to bring Mikola Behema Torah, not only from Ashara Kesavayez, is from Noach, who brought Mikola Behema Torah. In other words, it was our Kravas Yachid. By the way, we didn't mention this yesterday, but there's another Gemara. The Gemara Mesechta Zvachim, Daf Kufches Amid Beis, where the Gemara has a Shaila with regards to Halas Chutz. If somebody brings a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it's Chayv carbon, Karas, Shchutei Chutz, Halas Chutz, Parshas Achrei Mois, whole Perek, Ashoichet V'Amayl. So this is the V'Amayl part of Ashoichet V'Amayl. If someone's Mayl or carbon Machutz, he's Chayv Karas. And there's Machlokes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, what type of Allah one would have to do in order to be Oiv Halas Chutz? Do you have to be Maylid on a Mizbeach? Or is it enough if you Maylid on a rock, as long as you do some sort of Allah? And the Gemara says, what's a Tolian? It's Tolian what a Bama had to be B'shas Heter Bamas. Meaning, the Isser Halas Chutz B'shas Isser Bamas is governed by the definition of Bama B'shas Heter Bamas. So if a Bama had to be a Mizbeach, so then the Isser Halas Chutz B'shas Isser Bamas would have to be on a Mizbeach. If a Bama didn't have to be a Mizbeach, then the Isra Allah's Chutz B'Shas Isser Bamois would not have to be a Mizbeach either. Says the Gemara, I'll just read it inside. Amar Rav Huna, again, my time at the Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the one that holds that B'Shas Heter Bamois, he needed to be Makriv on a Mizbeach, not just on a rock or on some barbecue. Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Vayiven Noach Mizbeach Lashem. You see, Noach built a Mizbeach. What was Noach Makriv on? He was Makriv on a Bama. Even Noach Mizbeach Lashem, since him is Beach is a Bama. Even the Mandama that's Chaylik, Reb Shimon, the Gemara says that could be when it says Mizbeach by Noach, doesn't mean a Mizbeach. It means it was something that had a little bit of elevation. It was some sort of pedestal. But Lav Davka was Mizbeach. But Al Kaponim, it's Mavur in this Gemara also, like the Gemara later, Kuf Tezvav Amid Beis, and even earlier, Kuf Ches Amid Beis, that the sheet of the Talmud Bavli is the Vayiven Noach Mizbeach Lashem was a Bama. So if it was a Bama, he was able to bring an oilas nekeva. But we spoke out the Medrash Rabbah. Rilaz ben Yaakov said that we was the hakrava of Noach. It was done on the Mizbeach HaGadol Sheb Yerushalayim. And we saw it in Perek of Gimel of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. And the Rambam brings in Hilchos Beis HaBchira Perek Beis. Mesoris B'yad HaKoil. And that's the place that Noach went ahead and brought his karbanos. And we mentioned for a Meir Simcha, their Meir Simcha said that it's Yitochen. It's Amuchach, but it's Yitochen. That if that's where the karbanos brought, then it they were governed. They were governed by the regular Hilchas, Klei HaMikdash, and Hilchas Beis HaBchira, and Hilchas Psalei HaMikdash, and Hilchas Maisei HaKorbanos, and by Teres Kain, and by Zvachim Menachas, etc., etc., etc. And we said it also from the Panim Yafis, from the Chassam Soif, and the HaMikdover, that it's clear the G'doyli Achroinim understood that at least according to the sheet of the Medrash, the Mizbeach of Noach was a proper Mizbeach, and the Karbonis that we brought were proper Karbonis. If that's the case, it's Hodrik Kushis, Rabbi Yudah Asad, Vatuchtes, Rabbi Yudah Asad, it's Mistaber knew the Gemara and Avodazar. Not Mistaber, of course he knew the Gemara and Avodazar, Chavdal and Mudez. Oh, but the Kasha, like Rameh Simchas Kasha, what's the Kasha? It's Kenegan of Mufurish Gemara. Because the Enochinami, Lishitas HaTalmud Bavli, that holds Vayiva Noach Mizbeach was a Bomas Yochid, yeah, then it's Mufurish Gemara. However, Lishitas HaMedrish, right, if you think about it, it's Machloikis Talmud Bavli in the Medrish. Talmud Bavli holds Vayiven Noach Mizbeach was a Bama, and it's governed by Dinei Bava, whereas the Medrash holds that it's a proper Mizbeach, it's governed by Dinei Mikdash. Either way, that's the first Ha'ara. The second Ha'ara is that Rimei Simcha, in his classic piece that we spoke about the last few days, here in Parshas Noach, it's the third raid bite on this Mesha Chachma. So, one of the kashas that he asks is that the Pasuk says, Vayarech Hashem Esreach Anichayach. And there's a Mefurish of Mishnah in the beginning of Paras Chattas and then the Mesech Tezvachim that says, Ein Reach Nichayach Bebam. So, Freit Ramei Simcha, essentially, how could it be, Vayarech Hashem Esreach Anichayach, L'chayra, the Hakrava of Noach was on a Bama, and if it was on a Bama, Ein Reach Nichayach Bebam. Now, Rami Simcha doesn't ask it as a kasha. He brings this as support, as a raya to the sheet of the Medrash that holds that the Hakrava took place on the Mizbeach HaGadol Sheb Yerushalayim and as a smuchin to his Yitachin that Yitochin lefi zeh de kan hoyudin kedushas beis hamikdash. Umishum zeh, says Rami Simcha, just reading it again. Afal gaf de ein mizbeach bebamo, de ein reach nichayach bebamo, hoyukam mizbeach vereach nichayach. In other words, according to the sheet of the Talmud Bafli, that holds that vayiven reach mizbeach was a bama. The Gemara Kuf Tezvav and the Gemara Kuf Ches, l'chayra, Ramei Simcha's kasha is a very, very strong kasha. And that is, to the extent that it was a bama, how could the pasuk say, Vayorach Hashem, es reach nichayach, l'chayra, it was akrovas bama, and an akrovas bama, there's no such thing as reach nichayach. So maybe you could say, and this is a little drushy, but maybe you could say, al pi, another Meshech Chacham that we mentioned so many times over the years. This is a classic Ben Benoishal classic. And some. Atsoif Kaladiris. V'chol Yoitzach Halotza. And this is in the Hakdama to Sefer Vayikra. Mei Simcha brings that everybody knows that the Kadmoinim Nechleku B'Tamar Karbonis. Right? There was Machloikas Rishonim as to the Tamar Karbonis. The Rambam in the Mar Nevuchim famously said that the reason the Eibishter gave a mitzvah of Karbonis is Laharchik Leva Adam Me'Avodah Zarah. The whole purpose was because peoples in the ancient world certainly had an atiyah to be Oved Avodah Zarah, and there was this inclination to go ahead and take an animal and to serve it up to some sort of deity. That's a very, very bad thing. So to be oiker avodah zarah from the toyim and the tipshim that were the ovdei avodah zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Teres Kohenim, he gave us Seder Kachim, he gave us all the laws of Karbonis. It's ki'ilu doing a hakrava, but a kosher hakrava with a hechsher, and by you now channeling that urge to be ovdei avodah zarah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like this, you're going to distance yourself from Avodah Zarah. The Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra brings the Rambam and he doesn't like it. His lashon is, v'hinei heim divrei havoy. These are mamish foolish words. Yirabu shever godo v'kush yiraba al nikla. Yasir shulchan Hashem megoyol. She'enoi rak lohoitzi miliban shal rishon v'tipshei oylam. V'akosev omar ki emlechem isher l'reach nichayach. The Ramban says, I can't believe the Rambam said this. The whole karbonus that the Torah calls a reach nichayach, etc., etc., it's all to be mitzi from the tipshim and the rishoyim. You're literally taking the shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're giving it some sheiches, some nexus to Avodah Zarah. You're making the shulchan Hashem Megul, and the Ramban is mayrich and mayrich with all the things that he doesn't like about the Rambam. And then he says that there's no question in the world that when a person brought a carbon, you were being piled tremendous things in the ilamis. First, Ramban explains it in a very deep way, al pi machshav, and then he explains it al pi soid in the words of Ramei Simcha, like only Ramei Simcha could say. The Ramban v'siyatu amru ki hu lekarev kol ha-koiches ha-olamos. The idea of Karbonis is to be mekarev all the koiches ha-olamos v'hu inyan elektri ruchni. It's like some ruchnius digger, some spiritual electricity. Quoting Ramei Simcha. But either way, says Ramei Simcha. So we have this big machlekes hakadmonim. What was the purpose of Karbonis? According to the Rambam, it was literally laharchek leva adam me'avodah zarah. According to the Ramban, visiyatu, it's an elektri ruchni. Lekarev kol ha-koiches ha-olamos. Says Ramei Simcha, v'ula yesh lahachriya. Maybe you could be machriya. I'm going to be a kosev ashlishi, and I'm going to be machriya b'nei. And that is, it could be it was chaluk, the karbonos that were brought on the mizbeach, in the makom hamikdash, versus the karbonos that were brought on the bamos. Avada, the karbonos that were brought in the makom hamikdash, that's elektri ruchni. That's the karev kol ha-koiches ha-olamos, like the Raman is mayrach in Parashas Vayikra. But the karbonos that were brought on a bama, mechateisi, why are you bringing a karbon on a bama? It's not in the makom hanivchar, it's not in the makom hamikdash, it's like mechateisi. It's in your backyard on a nice Sunday afternoon with a frisbee. Like, what are you doing? Like, mehecha tesi, that's something that you should be doing. That carbon, says Ramei Simcha, yesh loimah, the whole purpose of it, the whole tayelis of it was taka laharchik leva adam me'avodah zarah. That's what it was all about. Says Ramei Simcha, could be that's why Chazal said, reach nichayach b'mizbeach, vein reach nichayach b'bama. Because the reach nichayach, like the Ramban yelled at the Rambam, that's the biggest ray in the world that the Eibishter has a tayelis from the carbon. And a chinami in the mikdash with this atayelas from the carbon says Ramei Simcha there was a reach nichayach, but the bama where the whole idea was laharchik leva adam me'avodah zarah, to be marchik the person from avodah zarah. Well, over there there's takano purpose of it. That's not a lectory ruchni. And if that's the case, this taka no reich nechayich. And that's what Chazal meant when they said reich nechayich b'miktos, v'ein reich nechayich b'bama. One of the things that Rameh Simcha says, ubezen neskalali soid, a lashon from the Meshech Chachma. He says, ubezen neskalali soid, b'mashachidesh v'beinu chayim koin, b'migol daf yudam manalf. So we know there's machoikis in Shas, but the kedusha shenik kitchel l'shaita, the kitchel l'asalavi, kedusha shenik kitchel l'shaita, v'loi kitchel l'asalavi. Kipshuta, if you all kedusha shenik kitchel l'shaita, v'loi kitchel l'asalavi, even for the makom hamikdash, right? The Rambam and then the Perek Vav Hilchas Beis Abchira, that it would emerge that after Churban Beis Hamikdash there was a heter bonus. Stating that Tosis brings a migol daf yudam manalf for Chaim Koyin, one of the Rishonim, one of the Bali Teisvis, who said that even if you hold Kedusha Rishonim Kitchel Shaita, the Loi Kitchel Asalavai, this still was an Isser Bamais after Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's very big Chiddush. Because if it's Loi Kitchel Asalavai, then there should be a Heter Bamais. But even if you hold Loi Kitchel Asalavai, this is Reb Chaim HaKoyin's Chiddush. By the way, this was Reb Kiva Eger's big Taina, or one of his big Tainas, to Reb Tzviyash Kalischer, when Reb Tzviyash Kalischer came up with his idea to bring a Korban Pesach in the 19th century. And you know, the first question was, are you allowed to even bring Korbanos Bismanos? Right? That's the first question. Before you get to the Gartel and Dargomon and the Tcheles and all the things that we spoke about, the Machsa Shekel and the Avkayanam Yuchasim. Right, but the first things, Arishin Rishin, right? But that Umfang and for umfang, Bereshis. What's the first thing? Could you bring a carbon? This man has said. Kalish has said. Mamar Shachik, you bring a carbon. Yes, why? If you kedusha rishani kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'asalave, shit saram b'makpiv and afal b'shem bias, say you can bring carbonus. And if you like kitchel l'asalave, there's a heter bamas. Say you're bringing a bama. Who cares? Said Reb Kivega, you forgot Tosfos. What do you mean? You're willing to take the places to say Reb Chaim Koyin was wrong? That there's a shittus Reb Chaim Koyin who holds that even if you kedusha rishani kitchel l'shaita of the like kitchel l'asalave, but there's still an issur bamas. But the question is why? If Kedusha is showing this kitchel as shaita like kitchel as lovely, so why in the world would there be an Isser Bamas? Says Ramey Simcha, ubezen neskalali soid. What does that mean, ubezen neskalali soid? It sounds like this was more than just the kitchen of Ramey Simcha. He says, ubezen neskalali soid. It was revealed to me a secret, Pshan Reb Chaim Koyin. Such a dover pella. And that is, that the whole Indian of Bamas, lo'olam, was like the Rambam. It was laharchik leva adam me'avoy dezara. That was the whole purpose. That was the whole tayeles of Bamas. Laharchik leva adam me'avoy dezara. We know that after churban bayis rishon, the anshe knesset gedolim were mevatel yitzra d'avoy dezara. Once they were mevatel yitzra d'avoy dezara, there was no purpose anymore to have karbanos on a bama. And it's for that reason, even if you hold kedusha rishon kitchel l'shaita v'lo kitchel l'asalavi, there's still an issur bamas. Not out kedusha samikdash. It's a whole different inyan. It's based on the gemara Sanhedrin, the gemara Yumas samichtes, that the anshe knesset gedolim they were mevatel yitzra d'avoy dezara. And be they were mevatel yitzra d'avoy dezara, there's no tayelus in a bama because the whole yisoid of akravas bama is laharchik leva adam me'avoy dezara. Ein rech d'chayich b'bama. So why are you doing it? You're doing it because of the Rambam in the Meir. Oh, you're doing it because of the Rambam in the Meir. There's no reason to do that. Once there's no Yetzahara, d'avoy dezara. Dvarim niflam. But either way, this is what Rameir Simcha said. So maybe, again, al pi drush, maybe you could say, the Chassam Sofer, and this is in Teiras Moshe, in the Haftarah to Parsha Zachar. He brings a Medrash. The Medrash is a Vayikra Rabba Zayin Dalet in Parsha Sav. We say in Shmein Esrei, three times a day, V'arvel Hashem minchas Yehud of Yerushalayim kimei oylam, uchishonim kad meinios. Says the Medrash, V'arvel Hashem minchas Yehud of Yerushalayim kimei oylam, elu yimei noyach, uchishonim kad meinios, elu yimei hevel. We dive into the Eibishta. V'arvel Hashem minchas Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. That the mincha of Yehuda and the mincha Yerushalayim should be so sweet. It should be so arev by you. It should be so noten by the Eibishta. It should be kimei oylam uchasham kaminiris. Like the carbon, the karbonos that Noach brought, and like the carbon that Hevel brought, says the Hilchos Chassam Sofer. What's the pshat? Ki Rambam and Meira yav time of karbonos, because the Rambam and the Meira gave a reason for karbonos. Shloi dibre Torah el keneged yitzahara. Shloi yizbuchu sevchem leseirim kedarchi u'umos ha'olamaz. Aval ein chayvetz Hashem ba'olus klal. But the Ramban says the Chassam Sofer gave a different reason. Hey shivolov el atam alzei apashut lo'ir leva adam l'tshuva. That's the one pshat, and then the pshat. The way the Chassam Sofer paraphrase doesn't say electri ruchni like Ramey Simcha. Yes, his nuschos that he uses to explain the sheet of the Rambam and the sheet of the Ramban. I'm not being machriya, but on some level, they're both true. We have the Mahalach of the Rambam, the Rambam, and we have the Mahalach of the Ramban, the Siyatu. Ramban, Vesiatu, right? So you have these two gross machines. and La'olam, they're both true. There's emes to both of them. There has to be some sort of emes to both of them. But says the Hilgich Sam Sofer, that means that every time there was a carbon that was brought, on the one hand, this carbon was coming to the Eivishtah. It was a b'china of a soid amok, shu ikriki mashchina. Right, you have all the Tifa in Yonim that are mentioned in the Ramban and Parshas Vayikra. But there was another element to this carbon. The other element to this carbon was that it's also to be marchik ha'odah me'avodah zarah. Being that part of this hakrava was to be marchik the person from avodah zarah, that took away a little bit from the arevus and the ne'imus of the carbon klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abu Bimei Hevel and Bimei Noach, says the Chassam Sofer, there was no Avodah Zarah in the world. Avodah Zarah started Be'enosh. Hevel lived before Enosh. And Noach comes out of Teva, there's no one else there. And Noach himself is a tzaddik. Tamim Mayi B'day Reisav. Esu Alikim Mesalich Noach. Ki Oischar Reisi Tzaddik Lefanei B'day Razeh is Mikzo Shvachai. Right? Noach, we know, is a tzaddik. And being that Noach is a tzaddik, at those two points, there was no Avodah Zarah in the world. And being that at those two points, there was no Avodah Zarah in the world. So the Karbonos that were brought by Hevel and by Noach respectively didn't have in it this dimension of the Rambam. Lahar all it was Electri Ruchni. All it was the Soit Amuk Shu Iker Kiyam Mashchina B'Yisrael, the way the Chassam Sofer says it. All it was the Derech of the Ramban V'Siyato. If that's the case, those Karbonos were so sweet by the Eivishta. Because those Karbonos were purely LaHakadosh Baruch Hu. There was no other element that was involved in this. And if that's the case, we daven va'arva la'ashem minchas yudah v'shalayim ki me'ayla m'chshan kamenias. I saw Ramosha Shlomiak in Oitzvah's Chassam Sofer. In a footnote, he mentions this Chassam Sofer, and then he says, if you take a look in the Drashas Hanoisin Imrei Shofar, so the Drashas Hanoisin Imrei Shofar were written by the Ranach. Ranach is one of the Kadmoinim. Shlomo Melech always quotes the Ranach. The Ranach was Rebbe Leo Ibn Chaim, one of the Kadmoinim. So this is in Sefer Vayikra. It's right in the beginning, in his first Langa Drasha. He brings this Medrash, and he says the same exact Pshat as the Hilge Chassam Sofer. And then he brings it from the Birch Shmuel HaKadmoin. Also said this. So this is a very Kadmoinish Shavart, that the Kadmoinim all said, that's Pshat in this Chazal. Pshat in this Chazal is because L'Olam, when somebody brought a carbon, there was always the Rambam and the Moira, right? That's always getting in the way. And that makes the carbon abyssal Shulchan Hashem Megoyal, like the Ramad said. But during this Tkufa, there was no Avodah Zarah in the world. If there was no Avodah Zarah in the world, so what was the carbon? So the carbon Bal Karchach was only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it was only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the sweetest carbon. So it could be that it's true, ain't rech nechayich tobama. And it could be the sheet of the Talmud Babli is that vayiven noyach mizbech vayal oilois, the mizbech was a bama, and the oilois, they were governed by all the halachas of how you're supposed to bring a carbon as a bama. But again, when noyach brought his carbon, there was no inyan of being marchik leva adam me'avodah zarah. It didn't exist. There was no such mitzias. Faket mebeking v'chnoch yena karbonis. Because we understand those are the sweetest karbonis that were ever brought. Because there was nothing else. If there was nothing else, bal karchach, those karbonis, the toyeles of those karbonis were for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's vayorech Hashem esreach and ichayach. Those karbonis, despite the fact that they were brought on Obama, and then they were taka brought on Obama. But I'll pide Chassam Sofer, I'll pide Ranach, I'll pide Berach Shmuel HaKadmon, I'll pide G'dayli HaKadmonim that suggested this inyan that it could be at that time, where there was no inyan of being marchik leiv v'adam e'avodah zarah, and I'll pide Rameh Simchin v'akdama t'vayikra, that Reach Nechayich is mamish mitlatoli in this point. Is this carbon's toyeles, right? Is the purpose of this carbon right now to give some nachas ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or is it leharchik leiv v'adam e'avodah Zara. Noach's karbonis were in a day where there was no Avodah Zarah. That's the Varva Lashem in Chesed Vishalayim, Kimeroid Mokshan Kaminias. Well, if there's no Avodah Zarah, then by definition it had to be a carbon of a Rechach. By the way, just to briskish this a little bit, right? There's an idea of a carbon being brought in the Mizbech that's also not Rechach. That's the carbon Pesach, right? Vavvar Matikim, right? The Netziv famously said that's why the struggle to bring karbanos bezmanas. It was always the carbon pesach. The meshach adayrus. It was always the carbon pesach. It's the one carbon that doesn't say ech reich nichayach. That's a carbon that was brought on the mizbeach that didn't have reich nichayach. Say the gedolei hakadmoinim. This is a carbon that was brought on Obama that didn't have a reich nichayach. Because the whole inyan of it not having a reich nichayach is the fact that there's avodah zarah in the world, and that's what the carbon does. It's laharchik leiv adam avodah zarah. Well, noach's karbanos had nothing to do with avodah zarah, and that's why noach brings his carbon. And it wasn't just Orvel Hashem Milchas Yehuda. It was Vayyarech Hashem Ezreach and Yichayach. Vayyemer Hashem Alibay Vayyosef Oyd Lekala Asadam Ki Yetzaleva Adam Raman Uruv. Gives us a little bit of a deeper appreciation for those very last words of Shemayin Asrei that we say every day. Orvel Hashem Milchas Yehuda, right? Again, to appreciate what the Orvel Hashem was, read the next pasuk. Vayyarech Hashem Ezreach Nichayach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I understand man. Man has his shortcomings. We all have our shortcomings. Yetzaleva Adam Raman Uruv. Chalil, I swear, David says, I'm never going to harm mankind again the way I did it. I'm going to have a whole nother attitude, a certain sensitivity with the understanding ki yetzaleva adam ramina urav. We should talk about zoicha to va'arvel Hashem, minchas Yehuda, kimei oilam, like the times of Noach. Now, who would have thought there's such a big sugya here in those two psukim that talk about Noach's karbonos? Chashan Kamenias, like the times of Hevel, a time where it's going to be Bila Hamavis LaNetzach, where the Sitra Acher is going to be removed from the world, and really all our avoda is not going to be anymore L'Harchik Leva Adam. It's going to be 100% V'HaKadosh Baruch.